On a Tuesday, we'd like to catch up with Helen. Helen Garner, fresh from another yoga class, and in the studio with us today, sparkling like a copper jug. Why, Helen? Why are we we're talking copper today?
Good segue.
Hey, this is what I do. Come on. We mentioned it last week in our little chat. We were touching on some of the wisdom of the ancient Ayurvedic tradition, and copper came up in the conversation.
Copper is beloved.
This is no news to you if you are familiar with the wonderful innovations that have come out of the Indian subcontinent over the last couple of thousand years. And copper, since time immemorial, has been a really precious metal, not just because of its beauty, but also because of its purported health benefits. And people swear by copper things,
yep.
All kinds of copper. There's copper bangles, copper jugs.
Yeah.
What's the deal with copper?
You know, the weird thing is I actually, you know, physically could see that, you know, it's about acidity as well. So the copper, kind of the pH, it pulls it out. So I know my mum had, the copper bangle was green or something, and then she started to take
What do you call that? The
alkaline powder, and it made the copper bangle not go. So copper really can show you acidity in the body, and it can regulate.
So anyone who's worn a copper bangle for any length of time, you normally get that coloration on your wrist, that sort of
that's
tinge.
Telling you acidic.
Okay, so if the greener it goes, probably the
like a mood ring, Mark.
Yeah. There you go. The original mood ring. turning your skin a color that tells you something about what's happening beneath the skin.
Absolutely.
Really interesting. But that's, apart from it being an indicator of your internal acidity and pH level, apparently wearing a copper bracelet is good for the joints, good for arthritic wrists. I'm not sure what the scientific mechanisms behind that could be, but you know, there's all kinds of electromagnetic properties that copper is supposed to have, the way it affects your body's own electromagnetic field.
It has anti-inflammatory properties.
There you go. So that's part of it.
That's why it manages joint pain.
Okay. Now that's if you're wearing it, but people also swear by using it as a copper vessel to have water in, and
yes,
then you consume the water. That also takes on the properties of the copper.
So it's recommended that you leave your water in a copper vessel, so overnight.
Okay, let it sit.
It must sit and kind of let the water get the ions and everything from that, and then you drink that. That's the first thing you drink in the morning.
Do you do it?
Yes.
Are you a copper drinker?
I love drinking out of a copper. Yeah, it's beautiful.
But it gives the water a taste, a slightly copperish taste, doesn't it? Or not really? Is it indistinguishable?
No, it's indistinguishable. No, it's indistinguishable.
Maybe your taste budget is so zapped by copper over the years that you don't taste it anymore. But I would have just thought that it would give the water a slightly copperish taste. Like, you know, when you're a kid and you used to, I don't know if you ever put a coin in your mouth, but it's probably not the best thing.
I wasn't a boy.
Don't leave your kids with handfuls of change. I wonder if dropping a few old 5 cent coins into a glass of water does the same thing as if you leave the water in a copper vase.
I think that's a little bit grubby. Don't try that at home.
I think there's maybe a market there. You know, you get like those whiskey stones that people put in their whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
They chill them in the fridge and they put them in their whiskey, and then they don't dilute the whiskey because they don't, you know, they're not made of ice. But maybe you could you could do the same with copper, like copper cubes.
So why don't you buy a copper vessel, like a bottle or a container?
Okay.
Maybe, just be normal.
Just let's go that way. I'm thinking business opportunities here. But
the copper kills bacteria. That's a big one.
This is the thing. Am I correct in saying that ancient medical instruments when people have excavated places where things have been buried, and they found like scalpels and tweezers and medical implements that, because they got rid of infection.
It destroys bacteria. So the common bacteria that causes illnesses, it can prevent bacteria that causes diarrhea. So drinking out of copper vessels is one way with countries with poor sanitation to enjoy cleaner water and keep healthier, because that's our problem at the moment, right?
Well there's this massive cholera outbreak that is
exactly.
in the news, and it's kind of scary. It's still trying to pinpoint the exact source of this thing. Hammanskraal seems to be the epicenter in the north of Pretoria.
Gosh.
Now it's spread to the Free State, And, you know, cholera is a
sanitation. Sanitation is a massive problem. So the copper can eradicate that and make us stronger. And it also improves your digestive system. So it helps stimulate peristalsis, which is the stimulation of the colon.
There you go. Helping stuff move.
That moves waste products. So through the system and stuff. So everything, again, it's sanitation.
This is it. And so now you're starting to get the picture. The benefits that having a simple copper bottle, copper cup, copper jug in your life.
It's literally putting ions into you, you know, that are going to just go through your system and start to, it kills harmful inflammation causing bacteria in the gut, helping ulcers, indigestion, infections. It's amazing. Why not get a copper cup?
Why not get two? Then you can share with the person in your life that means the most to you. I used a fantastic word, inflammation. I love that. I think that's going to be my word for Tuesday. It's like
inflammatory.
There you go.
That's how my mood is inflammatory now with you mocking me.
Inflammation. that's how impressive the stuff is. And look, you can if you shop around, you can find copper vessels. There are no shortage of places that sell them. There is a very trendy brand though that has been on my radar, and I see at our local cooking store in the Lifestyle Center, Belito. There is a brand called Coppa Wellness. That's spelled COPPA. Very, very sexy looking vessels. All kinds, from sort of gym water bottle flask shaped things to you can get actually nice water urns for the home or for the office.
And those are amazing.
Really, really eye catching. Very Instagrammable. Apart from just giving you an Instagrammable level of health and a glow to your body and general vibe, check them out. Apparently, it's a Cape Town based brand, although their products all come from India, direct from the source, and of the highest quality copper material. Obviously, there's different grades of copper, and you want to make sure if you're getting a copper vessel that it is a high quality.
Absolutely, thing. And the thing is as well is that you want to actually clean it. You clean it with lemons and water and warm water and stuff. You don't go and put your chemicals into it.
None of that dishwashing liquid stuff. Yeah,
well, that's the thing. I came back from India with a couple of amazing copper water bottles and went home and they got cleaned with kind of, you know, Brasso kind of stuff. So they're now flower pots.
Okay. We won't be drinking anything out of those anymore.
No.
So when life gives you lemons.
Yeah. Drink out of copper.
Wash your bottle. There you go. You heard it. On your Tuesday morning, get some copper in your life. Get a little sparkle on your Tuesday. And Helen, I will try and track down a copper vessel. I'll let you know how it's affecting my life. And
immune boosting, energy. It's all there.
It might just give, you know, everyone wants on radio to have a golden voice, but a copper voice? What about that? You'll be hearing the difference soon. Wishing you a terrific Tuesday, Helen. For those that want to find more about you, your adventures, and your take on life, of course, they can find you on Instagram.
Yes.
There you go. Helen.
Ghana Yoga.
There's underscores there, am I right? Helen underscore yes. Ghana underscore Yoga. C.
That's me.
I got you. Tuesday is getting started. You're on Radio Life and Style. Keep it locked. And we'll be back with Helen, same time, same place, next week.